Nigeria, FG, IEA to host oil and gas stakeholders on energy transition. FG, IEA to host a workshop on energy transition. The workshop will facilitate Nigeria's energy transition through CCUS. The federal government, through the Ministry of Petroleum Resources and the International Energy Agency, IEA, will host oil and gas stakeholders on Friday, 10 September, to a workshop on facilitating Nigeria's energy transition through carbon capture, utilization, and storage, CCUS. In a statement by the technical advisor to the Minister of State Petroleum Resources, Engineer Justice Derefaka, the workshop is geared towards developing a pathway to achieving Nigeria's global energy and climate goals. In quote, "As you may all know, humanity is currently confronted with one of the greatest problems it has ever faced. The dilemma is how Nigeria and the rest of the world can meet rising energy demands while also attempting to transition to a cleaner, lower carbon energy system in order to combat climate change and air pollution. As a result, policymaking and industry innovation activities must be geared to aid rather than hinder the achievement of the 17 SDGs. It is critical to guarantee that the potential environmental, economic, and societal implications of technological breakthroughs pursuing public support and funding in research development and market implementation are in line with the 17 SDGs' respective goals. To put the global energy system on pace for net zero emissions in the next decade, a significant increase in CCUS deployment is required. Government plays a vital role in establishing a sustained and successful market for CCUS through policies. Industry, on the other hand, must seize the chance. Clean energy transitions will influence every business, and the importance of CCUS is unavoidable for some, such as heavy industries. We at the Ministry of Petroleum Resources, we know that oil and gas businesses have the engineering know-how, project management skills, and financial resources to push CCUS development and implementation forward." End of quote.